So the Gemara in the beginning of the third perek in Brachos talks about the din of aninus. Well, technically, biblically speaking, the Torah talks about lochaltiv only mimeni. It's a din about not eating from the karbanos, ma'aser sheni. But the Gemara in Brachos deals with the din drabanan. It's really known as petor mitzvah. It's not really the din of aninus. Rav Salavejik said it was too long to write petor mitzvah, so they left it in onen. But that's the beginning of the third parak, and we learn out that an onen is pater min mitzvahs. An onen is exempt from doing mitzvahs during the time from the death until the burial. What do you mean he is exempt? So Rashi learns, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns he's exempt, but if he feels he can transcend the situation and focus, he's permitted to do mitzvahs. And Tosfos holds, no, kvodo shomeis, it's also to do mitzvahs. So the machlok is Rashi. And Tosfos, we passing like Tosfos, it's also for an onein to do mitzvahs. So there's a discussion, we know, it's also for an onein to do mitzvahs, but he can't do aveiros either. He can't go to McDonald's and have a cheeseburger. However, he's exempt from doing positive commandments. So, he's putter from putting on tefillin or any other mitzvah. The shaila is, whatever you have, let's say he wants to eat bread, the onen. So, what's the problem? Eat bread. So we know there's a mitzvah drabanan to wash before you eat bread. Okay, so he's pater from that. However, there's an iser to wash your hands without eating bread. So the Piskei Tshuva raises the shaila and discusses that one should wash their hands without a bracha. What do you mean wash your hands without a bracha? So he points out, because out the mitzvah, it's patzer, an usher. But to avoid, you never make a bracha when you do something to avoid an isser. To avoid an isser, he says, you don't make the bracha. You wash without a bracha. Like the Minchas Chinuch writes regarding an onin sitting in the sukkah. Should an onin eat in the sukkah? No, it's a pashas. You should eat chutzlus sukkah because it's also to do a mitzvah. However, that depends on the shaila, whether it's just a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, or also an itzah to eat chutzlus sukkah. If it's a mitzvah, so it's also for an onin to eat in there. But if it's an iser to eat chutzlus sukkah, then an onin should eat in the sukkah without a bracha. Again, you never make a bracha when you're trying to avoid an iser. And in fact, that's what they point out as well. Let's say there's a Rush talks about in Chulin about Mayim Emsah, middle waters. We know they're Mayim Bishonim, you make a bracha on. We assume Mayim Achronim to Machokas, we assume you don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. However, everyone agrees by Mayim Emsahim, you don't make a bracha. What is Mayim Emsahim? It's in between fish and meat, so you want to wash your hands, wash your mouth out, etc. So everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha. Why? Because the whole purpose of washing your hands is to wash off the fish in order to avoid the prohibition of eating meat and fish together. So we see the klal, anytime you're doing an act to avoid an aveira, but not for the fulfillment of a mitzvah, so therefore one does not make a bracha. In fact, that's the whole discussion of an onen that the Noda Vida talks about by Sviras HaOmer. So some discuss that an onen can count the day without a bracha, so in order he can count the next day. That's our discussion over there. So we pass that an onen is also to do mitzvahs. So therefore, in a case where to avoid an iser, so he can wash without a bracha. So the shaila is, so if you become an onen on Shabbos, so Shabbos, there is no Anina, so let's say you have to daven Mincha. However, you wouldn't daven Ma'ariv. What about Havdalah? So Havdalah, it should be after to make Havdalah until after you come back from the Kfura. So that's a whole discussion. Am I chayev to make Havdalah? In other words, how do I, the Maharam Ruhrenberg Rush, how do I view the situation of, how do I view the situation of an onane? Do I say an onane is basically chayev in Havdalah, except for technical reasons he can't do it because he's an onane? Or no, he's exempt from anis. The nafkamina, if you have tashwumin, if you're not, so it's a discussion. So anyway, when in, that's a discussion during the week of, let's say, you don't have the burial till Monday. But if you can have the burial on Sunday, then even those, because the Kfir touches on a separate issue, that maybe the Chiyav Havdalah is the whole day Sunday. It's not just Saturday night, so therefore that's a whole discussion by Onin. So therefore we assume the Onin does, we pass when you do make Havdalah when you come back from the Kfura. Let's say a person didn't know or was told that they should do Havdalah Saturday night, and they listen to someone else's Havdalah. So then, to b'di'evit, we assume that when it's Yotzi the Havdalah, you don't have to make another Havdalah. Since anyways, the whole discussion about whether Bizman Hazeh, since we have a Chevra Kadisha, so there are those who say, Onin is Chayev and Mitzvahs. So therefore, b'di'evit, if you already made Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, or you heard of Havdalah, then you'd be Yotze. In fact, it's a shy. What about, let's say you are listening to someone else's Havdalah, and presumably to fulfill your mitzvah of Havdalah. So should you answer Amen on that? So if you assume that we could be Yotze the mitzvah without Amen, so then Pasha, you should not answer Amen, and just listen. However, but someone would say, or perhaps one could suggest, that saying, listening to a bracha, not answering amen, that's an isser. So maybe it's an isser, so an onin isn't allowed to do an isser, so maybe it's chayav amen. Unless you want to say, the isser of answering amen is totally on the mitzvah, it's the mitzvah that creates the isser. Like we have a discussion in onin, we say onin doesn't make brachas. Bracha rishona, if I'm eating popcorn, I don't make a bracha. If I'm having a drink, I don't make a bracha. Aye, but this isn't the Gemara tell us. It's usar to benefit be'olam hazeh below bracha, kilo mo'el. So what do you mean? An oni can eat without a bracha and you're violating an isser. That's the whole discussion in the Achronim. They say no, because the isser of eating without a bracha stems in the mitzvah of making a bracha. Stems in the chiyav. When do we say this? If you have a chiyah bracha, so then there's an iser. If you have a chiyah bracha, so then it's aser to eat without a bracha. But if you're in a stay where you don't have, you're not obligated in making a bracha, so it's not obligated in making a bracha, so therefore there's no iser as well. So therefore that's why a minig is an onen. Not only doesn't do mitzvahs, but as well, he doesn't make bracha. So we had the machokas to summarize. We had the machokas Rashi and Tosas regarding the patur mitzvahs by an onen. Rashi holds patur av al mutter, and Tosas holds al tzkavan ameis lo garash, that not only you patur, but it's usur. And we pass in like the Balitosis, Balitosis Yushami, that one does not make a bracha. However, we said, an onin is only patam in a mitzvah, but he can't go ahead and do averis. Right, so what does he do when he wants to eat bread? So since he's only washing to avoid the isser, the rabbanon of eating bread without washing, so we assume he doesn't make a bracha. He washes without a bracha. Like an onin, we said, if you assume there's an isser of eating chutz l'sukkah, so an onin should eat in the sukkah without a bracha. We have mayim emsayim, that you eat, that you wash your hands without a bracha, because anytime you do something to avoid an iser, there is no bracha. And therefore, as well, so therefore he's pater from mitzvahs as well, he doesn't make brachas. What about Havdalah? So Havdalah, Pashas, he's pater from it, and it's the Machokas, the Mari Wurmberg, and the Rush on whether he's chayav to make up Havdalah. In other words, is he pater? So if you're pater, so there's no din tashlumin. Do I say technically he's chayav, but there's a technical exemption. So we assume anyway, la halacha, we make Havdalah after the kruav if the person didn't know he made it before. So we assume b'di'eved, one can be yotze Havdalah. If you listen to Havdalah Saturday night, or perhaps even made Havdalah Saturday night, but toast, since there are those sheets who say that an onin is chayev and mitzvahs, bizman hazeh, because we have a chevra kadisha takes care of everything, so therefore it wouldn't be an issue. And therefore, that's the issue regarding Havdalah. And we'll have to continue on that.